Hello, I'm Father Owen Kearns from the Legionaries of Christ. I'm publisher of the National Catholic Register and Catholic Faith and Family. I've also been a vocation director for 16 years on the road, and I'm still involved with vocations, with directing retreats, with interviewing candidates for my community, the Legionaries of Christ. And I would like to talk to you today about vocations. There's a real upswing, there's an upsurge of vocations and a vocation interest. A lot of that is priests today are more comfortable with their priesthood, they're happier in it, and they're glad again to invite. Statistics have shown that when priests and religious invite young people to consider vocation, then they think about it, and that's just natural. I had a pretty hard time with my own vocation in my school and in my town in Ireland and Catholic Ireland. Everybody I knew was Catholic, but nevertheless, we didn't have a very high opinion of priesthood. We didn't know priests very well, close up at all. We never really met them or talked to them about what they do. And so it seemed kind of off-putting. And I began to suspect from my prayer and from what was happening in what I found myself attracted to, that the Lord was nudging me in the general direction of priesthood. And I panicked. I didn't want that. I thought, I'm going to have to give up a wife and family, children, doing my own thing, having my own business, choosing where I go. Those are very good things. And I'm going to give up a very good thing for what seems like just an ordinary thing. That was my impression of the priesthood from the priest that I knew. So I wasn't too pleased with that. In our school, however, we would have missionaries. They would come and speak. And there was one missionary in particular that I was really impressed with. That was a young Legionary of Christ. And he seemed to portray that this is great. This is really something, and it's well worth getting into. It's transcendent. It's leaving your mark on salvation history. It's really making a difference in the world. It's helping to transform the culture. It's being a co-worker with Christ. And I thought, well, if you had to be a priest, wouldn't be too bad to be like that. But secretly, I was hoping I won't have to be a priest. Later on, then, I really did wrestle with this. I ran down every avenue that I could find that would take me away from priesthood. The Lord would be waiting for me at the end, saying, see, you're not made for this. You're not happy, are you? And I would just get desperate, and I'd run down another road, and he'd be waiting for me at the end of that one. You're not made for this either. You're not happy here either, are you? And finally, it was Christmas Eve, walking home with a classmate, a friend, our arms full of Christmas presents, and I finally said, okay, I'll give it a try. And I was really so happy. All the weight of the world was off my shoulders. I was liberated. I was free. I was no longer chicken and running away. My friend noticed, and he said, hey, Owen, what's got into you? I said, well, Fintan, I've just decided to be a priest. And he said, oh, that's terrible. I knew what he meant. I had felt the same way before, but I knew he was wrong. It will not be terrible. It will be great. And the Lord has not reneged on his promise. He doesn't ask us to leave good things in order to have a poorer thing. He asks us to leave good things for a great thing. And that's what I found in my life. That's what I think any young man who is contemplating priesthood will find. Don't delay. Don't sit around. Don't do nothing. Don't claim you're discerning if all you're doing is really being open to the eventuality if the Lord happened to hit you with a 2x4. Do something about it. There was a deacon in upstate New York who once said at the end of a homily, if there's any young man out there who's got shoulders broad enough and a heart big enough to be thinking of the priesthood, don't just think about it, do something. And at the end of Mass that day, a young man followed him in, a college student who said, I've been waiting for years to hear that. He decided to say it more often. Every time he did, somebody followed him into the sacristy and said, I've been waiting to hear about that. So if you know somebody who's thinking about priesthood, if you're thinking about priesthood, don't just pray about it and do nothing. Take action. God bless you.